All right, now good evening to you guys. If you joined up, you guys be sure to ask her cronies about the lie her monkey ass tried to spread. I hope she got a co-sign. I told her no. I have never ever had any kids. All right, now that's what. All right, now Shrek got mad because she's so dumb and fucking stupid. She got knocked up twice in school. She didn't get knocked up one time. She got knocked up by another dude while she was still in high school. Her dumb ugly ass. And it's a sore spot for ugly Shrek. I heard they dragged her ugly ass. They call her ugly ass stupid and hoes. She had two dead baby daddies before she hit 18 years old. She's such a fucking hoe, her ugly ass. Don't you ever run your monkey ass at me. Get your hoe ass on the phone. Not just that, but all right, no, your cronies that you fucking cool with told your monkey ass. No, clearly they ain't doing my ass no favors. And everybody knows saying your cronies in action. They ain't doing me no favors. What's up, right? Huh? What? All right, no, that's what. Oh, that was something I put together, y'all. Go back through the streaming where Shrek asked that ugly ass boy relentless questions about me, that ugly ass faggot relentless questions about me, and there are zero stories about any kids or anything. All right, no, that's what. Not just that, she can go through anybody that's ever popped up in my life, in my history. All right, they can get your ugly ass on the phone. All right, no, ask all sorts of questions about these shitty country folks. All right, no, clearly they ain't hide nothing from my ass. All right, no, I kept saying that. All right, no, Shrek streaming is completely biased. You do understand that, right? There are no feds. Does that make sense? All right, no, there are no feds. Shrek streaming is completely biased. It's nasty. This bitch popped up making up lies about me. And then she'll spam these fake-ass posts. Then she'll let other people set them. Her screaming is a mess and it's horrible about me. It is completely biased. And all the years she's been spamming people, she says she hear demons because she played with Ouija boards, her dumbass. She gonna go straight to hell, ugly ass. And all the years that she's played with Ouija boards and summoned demons, and then she went to voodoo doctors, witch doctors. She went to voodoo doctors, witch doctors, said she summoned demons, getting little potions and hexes. There's never been no bullshit about a child. Do you notice that? Not ever, not never. Go through all this ugly-ass horror streaming, go all behind the scenes, her biased, heartless, nasty, callous, streaming with her ugly-ass making up lies, and there was never any children, right? Stupid-ass, right? No, now this bitch got pregnant in school, and her dick dragged her dumb monkey-ass, and you're stupid-ass, you are dumb, right? You had one child in school, then your dumb-ass turned around and had another child in school from two different daddies. Does that make sense? It's bad enough your dumb-ass had one child in school. All right, now, if you are dealing with something out there, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but this ugly bitch has been running at me trying to put her whole ass in my life. This bitch is stupid. This bitch had two baby daddies before she turned 18 years old. They dragged her ugly whole monkey ass for having two baby daddies because you are fucking stupid. Does that make sense? All right, now, getting your dumb ass knocked up not once, but twice when you were still a child. You dumb ass. You ain't me, you ugly bitch. This Kendra Shrek bitch. This bitch had two baby daddies before she turned 17, and she thought she could rally people to fucking lie on me. And her streaming is heartless, it is biased, it is callous, it is nasty. And this bitch from me saying she heard demons, she went to witch doctors and voodoo doctors about spells and hexes, and she ain't never popped her monkey ass up me about no children. You notice that because I don't have any kids, right? You stupid ass, right? All right, no, that's what that dumbass chicken head on my shit. She did the exact same thing. That chicken head would be in William's ears, all right? No, to the fact that I was like, I'm not gonna entertain William with this chicken head, no ugly ass Shrek trying to compete the sucker man's dick. How the fuck you compete the sucker man's dick? I mean, hell, y'all was sucking dicks in high school. Both of y'all walking around with pregnant bellies twice, your dumb asses, right? I ain't got nobody's pregnant belly. You got a depressed faggot, and everybody in high school said they don't remember his ugly ass because I didn't want to be seen with him because I didn't like him. That's not a flex, right? Nobody knows who he is. What's up? He went to the same high school. For 3 years, right? 3.5 years, his mama dropped dead in 2000 or late 1999. So everybody should have known him, but they don't know him because they want to be seen with his ugly ass because I didn't like him. I didn't hang out with him despite all of us being in the same grade. What's up? I told you guys I like the ugly ass food to the fact that Terrell blocked his ugly ass in 2012. I don't like that punk. I don't feel bad to say I don't like that punk. I have a right to say I want to be friends. Like, you just want to be friends. Like, you know, ain't acting stupid. All right, that's not somebody cheating on your ugly ass. That's somebody saying they want to just be friends with you. And everybody don't know who you are. Does that make sense? Drop a body, your monkey ass. All right, you notice how his ugly ass ain't dropped nobody. Chicken heads ain't dropped nobody's. You notice how the country folks in school, they list everything that Shrek say, but nobody can drop a body. That's miraculous. Goddamn, that's really something. All right, man, it's miraculous that I was never hanging around anybody, and even Zay and all the country-ass fake family, Shauna Moose face-ass. Nobody can miraculously drop a body. What's up? What the fuck? All right, now, I hope that you guys will integrate it right now. That's what it right now. All right, now, I wouldn't say I was a strange kid, you know. I just like the pain. I'd be by myself, all right? Now, if I was not by myself, all right? Now, clearly she talked to Brian. I was with Brian. Brian's my cousin. I didn't touch Brian. No, her ugly ass was running dead at me, too. All right, now William posted something up talking about, she talking about some Brian ugly ass. Now she just switched her story up. Pickle William posted something talking about some Brian. She just switched her story up, ugly ass. What's up, right? All right, now that's Lord. I hope that you guys will agree to right now as far as Biden is concerned. Yeah, they told Biden he got to get his ass out of there. They said that he cannot wait until the 29th when the Linda, what is it? The inauguration is. City gotta go today. City gotta go. Biden did that to the Israelis, for real. And it's not funny, right? Does that make sense right now? That's what they need to make, they need to make his ass pay for the damages he did to Israel, right? Does that make sense right now? The Israeli people, it's my great honor, the Lord God Jehovah. By the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, wants you to be good to Israel. So it's my great honor in Jesus' name to do that for Father God Jehovah. You know, it's not me. Oh, yeah, let me say this before I talk about the Lord. It's not about being mean to Shrek. You don't know. I don't care for Shrek, right? Does that make sense? This bitch is, she really, really sensitive. All right, now, if you want to know how to dredge Kendra Shrek ugly ass, drag a hoe ass about having two kids in high school because it's a sore spot for ugly ass, right? All right, no, that's what it's a sore spot for a dumbass. How this whore made up all sorts of lies about me and got caught doing it. And then she would continue to lie. Does that make sense? She has real shame around her being so damn stupid. She had kids while she was still in high school. And if you did have kids in high school, I do not mean to be rude. No, that's just not my testimony. Does that make sense right now? No. All right. But you got some dumb bitch dropping her whole ass, her whole lips, and her collection plate of her throat at me. Does that make sense right now? How you passed her monkey ass around? They passed a chicken head around. And they mad at me because I didn't look like that, to the fact that even my brother's friends like, no, this girl would never like that. Nope. All right, now that's what it's not about being perfect, but no hoking like plaster her ass and her lips and her throat to my life, right? What's up, right? Go back through her callous, cold, heartless streaming, right? You know, where she got caught making up shit about me because the faggot had no stories and nobody else had any stories and the country ass folks didn't have any stories, the fake ass folks didn't have any stories. All right, now go back through her bullshit about me. What's up, right? Stupid ass right now. All right, no, that's the Lord right now. But as far as the Lord is concerned, I got to get the custom, but as far as the Lord is concerned, right, you know, as far as Israel is concerned, they need to make Biden pay for that. All right, no, that's the Lord. Biden, an asshole. Said Biden got to get his ass out of there. Biden is such a clown Nazi racist. This is what Biden did. Biden is such a clown Nazi racist. Biden had been pressing the Iranians to attack Israel. And he kept pressing them to immediately attack Israel. The Iranians want to wait until there was like a holy feast to do it, to make a statement. Biden was pressing them folks, all right, right now, for you guys can look into his calls. Biden was pressing them folks to, like, you know, attack before the holy feast hit, but they waited to a certain point to do it, and they sent Hamas across the border because basically they want to shield themselves from Biden, from them directly attacking Israel, because they knew how the IDF would respond to them. That's what happened. All right, now Biden kept pressing them, started conflict with Israel. He's stupid. He's a stupid ass Nazi man, but he kept, like, you know, pressing them to start a conflict with Israel. They want to wait till, like, a holy feast day to do it, though, which is so damn satanic and callous. And then Iran didn't want to directly do it because they're afraid of the response from the IDF, right? The Israeli military, so they sent Hamas and the other terrorists across the border. You notice how these assholes are brazen. They bulldozed a fence and took it down on the Israeli-Gaza border because Iran told these terrorists that, you know, the United States is backing us. United States is backing us. Do you see how they took a bulldozer and brazen as hell took that fence down and went across that border because they had the U.S. president calling them, telling them to attack Israel. So Biden with his own, that's my point, Biden with his own two hands. Don't say Hamas, and it is Hamas, right? But it's Biden. It's Biden. It's Iran. It's Biden. And then it's Hamas. Biden threw a rock and hit his hand. It's Joe Biden. Nobody made Joe Biden make them phone calls. And then Iran threw a rock and hit their hand. And then they got the terrorists to go across the border like Hamas to do, you know, the killing. But it's Biden with his own two hands. So that's what I mean by Biden. I'm not biting my tongue. That's what I mean by Biden with his own two hands murdered over 1,200 Israeli Jewish people. And after Biden saw that intelligence reports of babies beheaded, shot up with bullets, his nasty old ass, he tried to murder two Israelis two more times right now by bombing them in April and in October. He bombed him twice more. Do you understand that? After he saw that he had murdered 1,200 Israeli people, he saw beheadings of newborn babies, grown-ups, people shot at that concert. He murdered Joe Biden and his Klan Nazi son, Nazi Joe Biden and Nazi Hunter Biden. They both murdered over 1,200 Jewish people. And when they saw the intelligence reports of people being shot up, beheaded, kidnapped, raped, sexual assaulted, all right, no, Biden then proceeded to try to kill more Israelis in April by shooting bombs into the airspace. Okay, Biden did shoot more bombs after he murdered over 1,200 Israelis out of the kindness of his heart. He is nothing but a fucking Hitler or Nazi and a racist. He wanted to murder as many Jewish people as possible. He shot bombs in April, and then Biden proceeded to shoot bombs in Israel in October, right? So he tried to murder as many Jewish people as possible, Joe Biden, with his own two hands and his crackhead son,
how they mercilessly murdered Jewish people. And people can twist it up how they want to. Other than the fact that he is a Nazi clan racist, because, okay, of all the regions to target over there in the Middle East, you shouldn't be targeting anybody fucking with them. But of all the regions to target over there in the Middle East, why did he choose Israel? Do you hear those Jews in Charlottesville saying, Jews will not replace us, Jews will not replace us? Do you hear that? When they tell you that they would not let Jewish people replace them, okay, Biden is of that same mindset, right? After he killed Jewish people like that with his own two hands, him and his crackhead, dumbass Nazi son, Biden Nazi blowass, then he turned around and tried to kill more Israelis by shooting bombs at them in April. Then he shot more bombs at the Israeli people in October. He a nasty ass racist, mercilessly heartless, so nasty racist, right? All right, now say they told his ass he got to be out of there. Say they want him out of there before January the 21st in the inauguration, but he's still trying to stick his old racist ass in there. All right, now, I mean, I said, I told you guys, I dealt with Biden. Biden was trying to kill me. Biden was trying to kill me for stress. He was trying to kill me, putting me on the streets. I think he was going to send somebody to try to do something against me. All right, now, he's so nasty. All right, nobody kept drawing up my workout, trying to work. He'd be pulling everybody off the phone. He called me niggers and everything else. Then when he got on the phone, when he got me kicked outside, he was laughing, said, I got nigger thrown outside. He started calling different nations saying, look at this dumb nigger, you know, look at this dumb black girl. And he didn't tell them that he pulled everybody off the phone and dried up all my work, his clan or racist ass on his fake ass switchboards. That was my problem with Dick blowing Tim Walz. Does that mean he's talking about, you know, well, you just won't have a job, you a stupid ass racist man, Tim Walz. I have a passport. Does that make sense? Biden started lynching me last year in April. I did not have a passport. I got a passport as of April, as of August the 25th, 2023. So now I have a passport. I jumped my black Japanese ass across that border so fast, too. It ain't funny. My black Hawaiian ass, because that's what I am. That's my grandma and my dad. I jumped my black Hawaiian ass across that border. My black ass across that border is fat, man. I get the hell out of America, man. Rooms, homes. All right, now the $2 to $3 a night. Who finna deal with the United States? You know, that's the Lord. All right, I dealt with this man literally called a Klan saying, frame you, lounge this nigger. He got caught saying, lounge this nigger, frame this nigger, just get rid of this nigger. About my own money. Does that make sense? He threatened to hang me. He said, I'd never let these niggers have money like this, even though it's money that his racist old clown ass, nor the racist put any money or advisement into. They have no ties to it. It's international. Jesus gave it to me. It's by Jesus. The Lord Jesus gave it to me. The Lord God Jehovah gave it to the Lord Jesus gave it to me. And I do not apologize for it because the racist has a problem with seeing me with it. Biden is very racist. What that racist piece of shit, J.B. Prisker, say, well, you know, they'll never believe he called you a nigger that many times anyway. Then, lo and behold, with his Nazi views, he went on to, kill 1,200 Jewish people with his crackhead son with their own two hands. And then Biden proceeded to try to kill more Jewish people in April of this year and October of this year, on October the 1st and April the 18th, I think it was. All right, now, somewhere there. Biden is very evil. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, in October the 7th of last year, all right, now, I was looking at dates online. Just a nasty-ass old racist clan. Man, nasty, you know. I got a ticket last year to, this year in April to Toronto. Does that make sense? All right, now, so I think around the 18th, I think it's somewhere there. All right, now, when I got paid, all right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, because I had just been done with the United States, them drying up my work to shit. I didn't want to give these racists any money. That was before they got busted. There was a wall that don't exist. These shitholes are racist, right? Biden just got caught calling me a nigger so many times too. It ain't funny. Biden just mass murdered over 1,200 Jews. They proceeded to try to shoot bombs at them two more times to murder more Jewish people. I mean, you're dealing with a real Nazi clan, bigoted, racist country. America's very racist. Biden is a Ku Klux Klan Nazi Hitler. This is the worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust by the own hands of Joe Biden and his crackhead Nazi son, Nazi Joe Biden, his Nazi crackhead son, Hunter Biden. With their own two hands, they killed so many Jewish people and they didn't care and they kept bombing them over and over again. They kept pressing Iran to attack, attack, attack. They wanted to wait till a feast day, but I was trying to get them attacked before that. You guys can fact check me on that. He kept trying to press them and press them to attack. And then they got Hamas to do it because they were afraid to directly attack Israel because they knew what the response would be because they don't play. And rightfully so, Israel has a right to defend itself, okay? So you got shitholes like Biden and terrorists targeting you, so you're not supposed to defend yourself. These folks are crazy. You know, that's the Lord right now. So in Jesus' name, I'm honored to help Israel in Jesus' name. Not me helping, but Father God Jehovah, by the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Israel gets a quadrillion dollars, Jesus willing, as soon as they go to the bank. Whether the fighting has stopped or not, they still get a quadrillion dollars, Jesus willing. Because Father God Jehovah said, do that for Israel, not me. Father God Jehovah, his son Jesus said, do that for Israel, the Lord Holy Spirit. Said, do that for Israel. Israel get a quadrillion dollars in cash. right? $900 trillion be going to the Israeli government to fix and build up Israel, the defense system, the city, the streets, remodel it, whatever they want to do, their businesses, their sectors, whatever their employment, their health insurance, it can go to wherever they need to go. All right, now $100 trillion go to every Israeli citizen, whether they be international. As long as you have Israeli citizenship, you could be dual and living in the United States and, you know, have an Israeli citizenship, you get a part of that $100 trillion with every other Israeli citizen. All right, now the prime minister is going to make sure he don't walk away with less than $120 billion in cash, right? All right, now for the Lord raised this man up to defend Israel. All right, now say what you want to say about him. They don't play it, and they, you know, as far as like defending Israel, and that's the right attitude to have. When people are targeting you, picking on you, that's not right how Israel was treated by Biden and by Iran. But Biden called Iran. Biden called these folks. Biden called these folks until knowing that they were enemies of Israel trying to hide himself. He called these folks to do shit for him, and it's him with his own two hands, and then he relentlessly kept calling them to attack Israel. They had not even done anything yet to stab his sister. They attacked them on their holy feast day. Do you understand that? And then they call Hamas and other terrorist groups go across the board. These sons of bitches took down the fencing, saying, you know, America, the ally of Israel, is not going to come to the rescue because Biden is calling them directly, telling them to bomb them and to cause havoc. So they took the fences down. That's why you're seeing that video of them bulldozing the fence down. But if Israel wants some real walls and some real borders for real, some stone walls and borders, they can't get their asses over. Just let me know in Jesus' name. All right, now it'd be a great honor in the Father God Jehovah's name to do that on every board that Israel have. Be happy to build them up some real deal walls that they will not be able to bulldoze down. All right, now God will plus $1 trillion. It's a great honor in Jesus' name to do that, right? So every Israeli citizen, they get $100 trillion to split equally. They could be living in the United States. As long as they have Israeli citizenship, they get a part of that money to Jewish people, right? As long as they have Israeli citizenship, it does not matter. They get a part of that $100 trillion, right? All right, now, if the prime minister's share of the $100 trillion is not at least $120 billion, we'll make sure it is $120 billion. And the Israeli government will have $900 trillion left over for their health care, their businesses, to remodel their country. $1 trillion is more than the United States has made in its lifetime. So the Lord, in Jesus' name, the Lord God Jehovah wants to do that for Israel. So as soon as I go to the bank, in Jesus' name, all right, now, please pray for me in Israel. As soon as I go to the bank, in Jesus' name, all right, now, I'm immediately writing them that check. It's a great honor, too, because that's what the Lord's want. All right, now, but I hope that you guys, all right, I'm going to the bank, definitely working and everything, so I'm on my way. All right, now, that's what it's a done deal. China already said yes, so I'm happy in Jesus' name. I still would have got my footsteps as far as the bank is concerned, in Jesus' name. But I'm happy in Jesus' name on Father God Jehovah's behalf because he is blessing his people, not me. I'm a human. No, I'm just a speck of dust, but Father God Jehovah in Jesus' name is blessing his people. It's a done deal. I'm definitely write Israel a check in Jesus' name. The Lord is going to definitely write Israel a check. I'm just a servant of the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. All right, now that's the Lord God Jehovah being good to Israel, his son, Jesus' name, by the Holy Spirit, not me. It's not me. It's the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit being good to Israel. I'm just a servant. The Lord said do that for Israel, not me, right? All right, now it's an honor to. I hope that you on God's behalf. I hope you guys will migrate right now. Thank you guys so much right now. Please check back right now. All right, now thank you guys so much.